السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله الحسين، إني سلم لمن سالمكم وحرب لمن حاربكم. With the beautiful fragrance of the Arba'een, the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, still fresh in the air, we humbly and fondly remember the mission and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. In this temporary and materialistic world, we tend to forget Allah, our sustainer, our creator. When we are happy, we ignore Allah. And when the chips are down, we blame Allah. How confused we've become in the darkness of yearning and searching for wealth and fame, status and glory. Yet among this darkness of confusion, Allah the Mighty, the Exalted, the Beneficent, the Merciful has set forth a light which can guide every single one of us and take us towards the shores of salvation. That beacon of light, dear friends, is Imam Hussein alayhi salam. As you know, dear friends, Imam Hussein alayhi salam's journey towards Karbala first started in the city of Medina, the city of the Holy Prophet of Allah. This journey then continued towards the city of Allah, the city of Mecca. And in order to prevent the shedding of his pure blood upon the sanctuary of Allah, Imam Hussein alayhi salam proceeded towards the city of Kufa at the behest of thousands of letters which had been written to him, inviting him towards the city. But alas, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family members and his companions were prevented from going to the city of Kufa, and they were laid siege upon in the land of Karbala. But before leaving the city of Allah, Imam Hussein alayhi salam recited a beautiful dua, a dua by the name of Dua-e Arafah, which he recited on the plains of Arafah and on the day of Arafah. O he who pardoned the grand sins due to his forbearance. O he who bestowed bounties due to his favoring. O he who gave in abundance due to his generosity. O my means in my hardship. O my companion in my loneliness. O my relief in my agony. O my benefactor in my amenity. O God of mine and the God of my forefathers, Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, and Jacob. O the nourishing Lord of Gabriel, Michael, and Raphael. O the nourishing Lord of Muhammad, the seal of prophets. O the nourishing Lord of the elite household of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. O the revealer of the Torah and the Gospel, O the revealer of the Psalms and the Furqan, O the revealer of Kaf, Ha, Ya, Ain, Swad, and O the revealer of Ta, Ha, and Yasin, and O the revealer of the Quran, the Hakim. And you, O Allah, are my haven when the earth, despite its wide expanse, becomes too narrow to bear me. Without your mercy, O Allah, I would have been of those who perish. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.
Wherever you are.